Somebody you can put against anything and they gonna come out on top. That's my term of it, man. Just somebody you can put against anything. The odds against them, you can put them in the jungle and they gonna survive, man. They gonna be always on top.
He is a fighter, a believer, and a man who has never let hard times derail his dreams.
I felt like I was destined to be here. You know, I was destined to be on this earth. And, you know, God always had a plan for me. You know, me being 3 months earlier, that was crazy. You know, my mom said I was so small that I could fit in a shoebox.
From birth, Vikings cornerback Captain Munderland has faced adversity. Born 3 months premature and growing up in a rough part of Mobile, Alabama.
It was tough. I grew up in projects. I was seeing robbing, stealing, you know, people shooting at you and, you know, different stuff, man. I remember growing up, my mom was telling me this story that my auntie, you know, I only have one aunt, and she actually saved my life one time. You know, I was on the porch and they started shooting and she covered me up and she ended up taking a bullet for me. So I called myself a miracle baby, you know, me growing up, you know, in that hostile environment, ended up making it out.
The tough streets brought the family a tough tragedy when his father was murdered when Captain was just 6 years old.
Well, I'll never forget the day, man, that happened. And, you know, it was a tragic day for me. I sat in the room and I just cried for a couple of days. And my mom was just telling me, you know, son, you'll be okay. You'll be okay. We, you know, your brother's there to make sure you'll, you know, be okay. And they'll take care of you. And that's the situation I had to get through growing up.
But that didn't end the family's struggles.
Emotionally, it took a lot out of me, you know, me growing up without a big brother, you know, me growing up without a big brother, that person that I looked up to as I was growing up, you know, he wasn't there no more. And, you know, when he got put to prison, it took a lot out of the family, but it also was a blessing at the same time. You know, my mom changed her whole life. You know, she got into the church even more and she started praising the Lord. Now she's a preacher and it changed the whole family. My brother ended up getting saved and he changed his whole life. And then my other brother, he's a preacher now.
His brother in prison for murder changed the Munderland household. His mother converted to Christianity. And Captain spent his time off the streets and in the church. His star status in football was starting to rise as well.
You know, I just let my football do the talking. You know, I was a fast guy. I always was a fast guy then. And I was kind of like so competitive. You know, I was so competitive. And that's been in me since I was little.
He chose to play football at the University of South Carolina, but the adjustment wasn't easy. He was homesick and struggling in school until head coach Steve Spurrier made the tough decision to bench his young cornerback.
I got like a little lackadaisical. I was just going through the motions, you know, just going to practice and, you know, just trying to get through it, you know, just trying to get through it, not trying to get better. And that just, when he benched me that game and set me down and was like, you know, you're not going to play this game. And I was sitting there like, man, over missing classes. And when Coach Spurrier benched me, it really, you know, made me like, man, think about like, do I really want to not go to class no more and take this chance of, you know, messing up my future?
With a renewed focus on academics, Captain Stock rose with the Gamecocks. And a life filled with adversity was rewarded as the Carolina Panthers drafted him in the 7th round of the 2009 NFL Draft. He would quickly show his worth, and after 5 years in Carolina, he was the prized free agent acquisition last spring by the Vikings.
You know, I love the game so much, and, you know, I just want to be great. I just want to be one of the best to ever play the game at my position. You know, even though I'm 5'9", why I can't be the best 5'9 corner to ever play the game? You know, why I can't be like Darrell Green? So I just want to be great, man. So I think they brought me here for a purpose, you know, to go out here and make plays and, you know, and bring this competitive spirit to the team. And that's what I bring.
To achieve his dreams, Captain Munderland had to overcome countless setbacks, roadblocks that few would have been able to overcome. But every tragedy that hit Captain and his family only made his desire to overcome that much stronger, which makes his success now even sweeter.
Yes, that's me. I feel like I'm never down and out. I never give up on anything. I gotta finish, and that's the key. I gotta finish. Like you know, me growing up, I had to finish everything I did. And, you know, I guess me just having that tough life growing up, you know, being premature, having to overcome these, you know, stepping stones and stuff, that's really installed in me, never give up, man, because at the same time, man, I couldn't be seen right here at this place, and I think it's a blessing for me to be sitting here and, to be talking to y'all, just even to be talking to y'all about, my life story. That's a blessing. Maybe I can help some kids who ever hear this one day, help anybody who ever hear my story. And that's the key, man. I just want to help other people and just keep fighting.